15th Sunday, Year A, Ordinary Time. Reading 1, Isaiah 55, verse 10. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and return not thither but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Reading 2, Romans 8, verse 18. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of him who subjected it in hope, because the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the glorious liberty of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in travel together until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 1. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat there, and the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they had not much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell upon thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Then the disciples came and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered them, To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to him who has will more be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. With them indeed is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, You shall indeed hear, but never understand, and you shall indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their eyes are heavy of hearing, and their ears are heavy of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should perceive with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn for me to heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous men longed to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is he who hears the word, but cares for the world, and the delight in riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is he who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. Theme: results and benefits of God's word. The word that comes out from a person's mouth can cause different reactions from his audience. Some pay special attention and treasure it in their heart. Some listen perfunctorily. Some get it like water poured on a duck's head. Some sit there but listen nothing because of their minds. Some sit but hear nothing because their minds are wandering somewhere else. Some listen carefully to find fault with the speaker or to criticize him. Depending on the way of listening, a speaker's words can bring benefits or damage to the audience. Today's readings use many different images to emphasize people's necessary attitude when they listen to God's word. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah used the image of rain and snow that come down from heaven. Their purposes are to permeate the earth and to help seeds to germinate and to grow, so that farmers may have more seeds and people have food to eat. Similarly with God's word, once it comes out, it shall not return to him until it permeates human minds and brings benefit to people. In the second reading, God's word reveals for people to know God's plan. In the second reading, God's word is revealed to people so that they know God's plan of salvation, to understand their ultimate goal of life, and firmly keep hope as the basic guidance for all decisions of their life. In the gospel, God's word is compared to a seed which a farmer went out to sow. It could fall in a sidewalk, a rocky ground. It could fall on the sidewalk, into rocky ground, into a thorny bush, or into good soil. Depending on the spot, the seed shall give different yields. Analysis, reading 1. The prophet Isaiah emphasized the continuity of God's word. God's word is likened to rain or snow which comes down from the sky. The prophet Isaiah listed out 4 benefits of rain and snow, which every farmer can understand. They permeate and fertilize the earth. If the soil had no water, it would become dry and hard as a stone. Before farmers can sow seeds, they must plow their field and then wait for rain or snow to fall down to soften it. If there is no water, no seed can germinate, not to mention harvesting. It helps seeds to grow and to bear fruit. If a seed is sown in a well-prepared field, it has a chance to germinate, to grow strong, and to bear fruit. Depending on the fertilization and water, each seed may yield different results. Little or plenty, sweet or sour, etc. It helps farmers to have plenty of seeds for their next season. In God's providence, a seed has the potential to give 100 or 1,000 other seeds. A farmer shall preserve them for his next sowing season. It helps people to have food. In God's plan, seeds were created for people and animals to have food. If there were no seeds, there would be no life on this earth. These are at least four different purposes of rain and snow. They shall not return to the sky until they fulfill all their purposes which God determines them to fulfill. The continuity of God's word. Seeds can't bear fruit if it only rains or snows once. Seeds can't bear fruit if it rains only once. They need water continuously to grow and to bear fruit. Similarly, God's word needs to be sowed in the human mind many times before it can yield good results for people. The passage wants to emphasize the continuity of God in the process of influencing a person's mind and heart so that he might believe in his word and act on it properly. God's word might not have a good result the first time. There may not be a good result the first time a person hears God's word, but when hearing it day after day, good results may come. Like a seed that germinates, it has the potential to bear fruit. God's word can also be understood as Christ, the Logos. He is the word that comes from God right from the beginning, before the creation of the world, and shall not return to God until he finishes God's plan of salvation. Reading 2. The sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Farming is a job that requires time, endurance, and patience. Farmers must work hard to the point of sweating, from plowing to sowing to fertilizing and watering, before they have a bountiful harvest. If the farmer doesn't go through this whole process, if a farmer doesn't pass through this process, he may not have a good harvest. St. Paul used a different image for the whole process of a human being. According to him, the faithful must also go through a similar process, which requires even more time, sacrifice, endurance, and patience than farmers, because they can reach the glorious result, the salvation which Christ has prepared for them. According to him, St. Paul used a different image for the whole process of a human being. According to him, the faithful must go through a similar process, which requires even more sacrifice, endurance, and patience than farmers. This must happen before they can reach a glorious result, salvation, which Christ has prepared for them. The necessity of sufferings. To reach the glorious result, people must go through the way of suffering. The easy way only leads them to destruction. It was Jesus who revealed for us this principle. He set for us an example by going through terrible sufferings and death to bring salvation for many people. Many people recognize life is an ocean of sufferings. St. Paul described the sufferings of humankind as follows. The whole creation has been groaning in travel and together until now. and not only the creation, but we ourselves. This happens not because of our willing, but God determines so. Therefore, no one can avoid the way of suffering. But what is the meaning or the purpose of suffering? There are many, but we can only list some out of their main ones due to the limitation of the space. First, suffering helps us to recognize the love of people who sacrificed for us. For example, by looking upon the cross, we feel God's and Christ's love for us. Second, suffering helps us to evaluate right about the value of our life on earth. Lastly, suffering purifies people. It helps us to become God's holy children. Since Christ sacrificed his life for us, we must also sacrifice our life for others to live. Glory shall be gained after sufferings. However, suffering is only temporal. St. Paul confirmed this when he wrote, "I consider that the suffering of this present time are not the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God." The most terrible suffering which people and all creatures must endure is the destruction. But even destruction is only temporal, because all still have a hope that creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the glorious liberty of the children of God. The faithful don't have to wait until the last day to receive their glorious salvation from God. They actually feel it even in this life. St. Paul described this reality as follows, "But we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies." To receive the Holy Spirit is to affirm our call to call God as our Father. He sows in us the Holy Spirit's grace so that we can live righteously as God's children from this present life. Gospel. Four kinds of fields which Jesus' word is sown in. Jesus explained clearly the meaning of the parable of the sowing. We only need to pay attention to the reality of the faithful's life. Sidewalk. A sidewalk is an image of those who listen to God's word without understanding. So the devil comes and takes it away as a sin seed is eaten by a bird. To gain benefits from God's word, people need to be prepared to prepare carefully. They need to let their mind settle down and have time to pray with the Holy Spirit, so that he can enlighten their mind to understand the true meaning of God's word. Coming to Mass late can be a sign of this. Rocky ground. Rocky ground is an image of those who first listen to God's word. They welcome it happily, but then they don't let it permeate in their life, as the seed can't take a deep root in the stony ground. These people become discouraged when they face suffering due to the practicing of God's word, like a seed is withered when the sun comes out. Like a seed that withers when the sun comes out. To gain benefit from God's word, people need to not only listen, but also to meditate and apply it into their life. God's word has the power to make their faith grow. If their faith isn't strong, how can they stand firm before all strong winds and the storms of their lives? A thorny bush. A thorny bush gives us the image of those who let God's word grow but can't bear fruit because the thorns suffocate it. The thorns can be their worries about what they need to eat, to drink, to wear, and to enjoy. God's word demands people choose either the temporal happiness of this life or the eternal happiness of the next life. They can't catch fish with both hands. Good soil. Good soil is the image of those who have listened well, understood, and have let God's word guide their life. Depending on the level of understanding and living, they might bear a profit of 30, 60, or 100-fold. These people spend much time preparing their soul before they listen to God's word. They don't let gaudy values of the world prevent them from studying God's word, but spend much time to study. They spend much time studying, meditating day and night, and finding opportunities to apply it into their life. The following is the experience of a witness from a Viet Catholic website. When he looked back at his past, he felt sometimes like a seed on the sidewalk. This was the time when he was still underage, loved to play, and look for material enjoyment. God was absent in his life because he didn't know him. Two, a seed on rocky ground. This was the time when he had to wander and to look for a job for his living. He sometimes felt God's presence, but he didn't have much time for God because he had to spend so much time working. A seed falling on good ground. This only happened a few years ago when his life was settled, had settled down, and he didn't have to work a lot. He had more time to dedicate to God and to study God's word. He started to bear fruit for God and others. Not many, but enough to offer for God as his. He started to bear fruit for God and others. Not many, but enough to offer for God as his thanksgiving offerings. Application in life. To become good and useful is the process that needs time. To become good and useful is a process. It needs time and effort, as the process of a seed to become a tree and to bear fruit. Let God's word permeate continuously in your mind and your heart until it becomes a fertile field. This process continuously demands God's grace and his daily word, and also our contribution. The liturgy of the word and the liturgy of the Eucharist are equally important. The liturgy of the word prepares us to receive God himself. if we don't prepare our mind, it isn't useful for us to receive Him. Therefore, we should never come to Mass late when God's word has already been announced.